What's going on, guys? It's your boy DJ Scanless here, and we're back with our second wrestling podcast on Scanless Talk. This episode is brought to you by The Ringside Roster. It's a wrestling website and Facebook group. You can check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRingsideRoster, as well as their website, TheRingsideRoster.com, for all wrestling news and media. All right, guys, so before we get into the actual results, I'm going to give you a big spoiler if you didn't watch it. We were all expecting CM Punk to show up, and he did not show up, as usual. Now, I know a lot of guys are going to hate on his pay-per-view because he didn't show up, but he was not even presented to even be there. He was just at StarCast. So for a lot of people to give this a bad rating just because he didn't show up is kind of a bit absurd. But anyways, guys, I don't think you should give up hope yet. I feel like we're beating a dead horse, so to speak, because he hasn't come back and we're all hoping that he comes back to wrestling. But he's doing a lot now. He's doing movies now. He just had a recent movie trailer release. He's doing his podcast talk. He's still doing his MMA presentations and commentary and stuff like that. So he still has a lot going on, and he's going to be doing his promotional tour for his movie around late October. But I still think there's a chance that he may sign with AEW, and I think he's going to sign with AEW if he's not already, as opposed to the WWE. First off, I thought that he would actually show up tonight because it's in Chicago, and they really went out of their way to kind of give hints that he may be signed to AEW, and maybe that was good marketing on their part, even though it was a bit misleading with like the whole logo and everything with the stars and everything. But that's just a good business move to get people hyped up thinking that he's going to show up even though he didn't show up, so you get more eyes on the product. Now, do I think that he's not signed? I think there's a possibility that he may still be signed, but they're just holding him off to the TNT debut. The reason I thought he would show up tonight is because I thought they would have him come out, do a run-in on Kenny Omega. Well, actually, Kenny Omega is too predictable because he had Jon Moxley do the same exact thing. So I think you could have had him come out after Jericho or Hangman won the world title and do basically what Jon Moxley did. But I guess if they have him signed, which we don't know for sure, the reason why you hold him off, maybe the ratings after the following debut will actually stay steady or increase. See, I would have him come out and do it tonight. That way your premiere ratings will skyrocket because everybody will be talking about CM Punk. Oh, CM Punk's there. I gotta tune in. But the thing I'm seeing as, I think a lot of people are gonna tune in anyways, regardless if CM Punk shows up or not. And that's because it's still the debut on TNT, a big TV station provider. And everybody's still going to tune in to see how different it is from All Out and the other pay-per-views. So it's still going to be a big deal regardless. Having CM Punk show up on a debut on TNT would actually be better if that was their plan, because then you will have people tune in to week 2, week 3, even if you had a subpar episode on week 1. But really, week 1 without CM Punk will be reliant on the total package and quality of that episode. But if you throw CM Punk on there, you're going to have a lot more people tune in to week 2 and 3 because they want to see what happens with CM Punk then. So it's a win-win if you do it that way, because you're more likely to retain fans from All Out and Fighter Fest and all that to watch the debut. It's going to be a lot harder for you to retain fans from week 1 that are just going in and checking out the product because it's the debut. So it's going to be harder for you to retain those fans for week 2, 3, 4, especially with NXT on Wednesdays too, fighting for that main slot. But like I said in my previous podcast, I think NXT is doing it the wrong way because they're still going to have their live on Wednesday and then they're going to show a playback on the network. A lot of people that have the network, they can just skip over to live, watch AEW live, and then pick up the show of NXT the next day. So really, NXT and the whole WWE are shooting themselves in the foot there. But honestly, guys, I think with CM Punk, I still think it's a big troll because really, you did not have CM Punk talk about AEW and wrestling that all that much until leading up to these last couple pay-per-views that AEW has been putting out. And I really doubt that he would only have received a text message contract, especially since Tony Khan really envisioned this whole company revolving around him before he got Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes. So like I said, I still think there's a chance. If he doesn't show up on the debut, then I think it's a good time that we all give up hope on it. And necessarily, I would prefer him to go to AEW. Even though I still like some of the WWE content, I'm not really interested in their product that much outside of NXT on USA. But that can go downhill if Vince McMahon is heavily involved in it, then I think it can turn to shit like Raw and SmackDown, and I hope it doesn't get that way because Triple H does a phenomenal job in NXT. Why fix something that's not broken? But I would like to see CM Punk in AEW because I think the matchups are more interesting. With Raw and SmackDown, you could do CM Punk versus Dolph Ziggler, but Dolph Ziggler is a glorified jobber. Even though he's one of the best performers and best on the mic, it doesn't really seem that he really cares about getting a world title run or anything because he never complains about it. That match is not really that interesting. CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, you already did that. Even though that might be a great feud again, you already been there, done that. CM Punk versus Roman Reigns, already did that. And I guess you would have Roman Reigns go over, I don't know. You would have to have CM Punk be the heel there, because Roman Reigns is never the heel. You can do CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, that might be actually interesting, even though you kind of already did that, but again, would CM Punk be the heel or the face? If you have CM Punk as the heel, then you're really shooting yourself in the foot again, because you wouldn't make all that money on merchandise sales having him as a face when he comes back, not as a heel. So you would just turn Seth Rollins heel, which everybody would love. Other than that, there's really no other matchups. You can do Brock Lesnar, but we already seen that. The only other one is AJ Styles and CM Punk. You can do Samoa Joe and CM Punk again, but we already seen that over and over again. But we never really seen that in the WWE. So I think it would be a lot better if you actually join AEW, because then you could have CM Punk versus Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, Jon Moxley, Dean Ambrose, you know, as well as another feud with Chris Jericho and Hangman Page, which would be amazing. Anyways, guys, let's get into the results of All Out.